You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Facebook, taking a different tack from rival Google, for a while turned off its news feeds to Australia. It's a dispute over an impending law that would force online platforms to pay for news content in Australia. Marketplace's Nova Safo has details.
Facebook has now restored some content on Australian feeds. Its earlier moves came in response to a proposed Australian law to force Facebook and Google, which capture a huge share of online advertising dollars, to pay for news content on their platforms. Facebook's actions drew condemnation from many corners, including the head of Australia's Treasury Ministry, Josh Frydenberg.
Facebook was wrong. Facebook's actions were unnecessary. They were heavy-handed, and they will damage its reputation here in Australia.
Meanwhile, Google has begun striking deals with news publishers, including Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, price tag undisclosed, allowing Google to use premium content from media properties such as The Wall Street Journal. Jeff Jarvis, a prominent open web advocate and a journalism professor at the City University of New York, says that's great for big media, but not for the internet as a whole.
The competitive structure for media gets worse when big, powerful media companies and big, powerful tech companies do deals together and leave out the opportunity for fresh startups to come in and compete with them.
Jarvis says he's concerned new media startups will instead have to spend millions for what was once free online exposure. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.